does God talk to Moses?
Ah, oh, Moses, how did it? By the way, what's that in your hand?
As if God doesn't know what that stick is. Then Moses is sorry.
And it goes on and on and on, talking about this stick in his hand.
It doesn't go in this story. If you don't understand that, over there, that holy book, holy text, which I call it message. And I don't care which messenger brought it to me, because that one especially was delivered a couple of times to me. Different messengers, they brought different pieces of it. But in that message wants to let me know what this reasoning is. If reasoning is in the hand of Moses, means a spiritual reasoning. Pardon me?
Enlightenment?
It is the source of enlightenment, yes. So, you see, that's how it is. The reasoning of outside is our problem. Remember, we have a disease that, like AIDS, it didn't exist in time of Rumi. Intellectualism. Fellowship. We are really arrogant when it comes to knowledge. And we have all the rights to be, because our knowledge is advanced a lot. You know what's pity? That our knowledge advanced a lot, but we cannot claim that we are better human beings. Well, those people 5,000 years ago. We should be, shouldn't we? At least we are not supposed to punish our artists to be different. What do we do? The same thing we did in the time of Impressionism and so on and so on. Let's go back here. He said, okay, you know what? This greed is in you. Everything, the problem is over there. And you, your ear and nose are sealed. Who did it? God. God sealed your ears. And your nose, therefore you don't smell that lovely smell. What it means that God is going around and looking to find this alone? You see it? Good. Stories, remember, we are making stories because we don't know God, how does he do it? But we know that he created basic law. The basic law in this universe is, you tell me. Oh, there are basic laws. No. That's the living creatures. Let's start from the beginning. Before Big Bang. God created general basic laws, which are absolute, but not relative. First thing is no equality at all. Period. There is nothing equal to something else. Something else is something else. I mean, even in atoms, now we discovered that subatomic particles, the quarks, they are different. Each of them, you know, how they talk about them? Now I'm not talking about language, mystic language, no. Scientific language, you see. The course they have attitude. Honest, this is how they describe it, because there's no other way. Because we discover the places that we cannot discover. We find the places that we cannot go. We found the level, two level lower than quartz is chaos. We understand like this, our knowledge is great, but we became less sensitive to different stuff because of that arrogance. With that arrogance, we developed something which you you love your travel, and whenever they talk about you losing it, you start to nap. Don't. Because there is no such thing. Privacy. Privacy is my ability to cheat inside, to lie, to do something else, to have a special place in me that nobody looks. There is no such thing. Absolutely. How do we say that? Oh, all the time we say, God knows what's happening. Means, give up this idea that I can cheat. Because yes, the animal is a cheater. You are supposed to be the non-cheater to counterbalance it. Even in a spirituality, you want to cheat. No. Here, we'll say, listen, Pharaoh is sitting over there. Where is Moses? Moses is talking with God. That's how we describe it. So there is, as I say, the seal is because of the second universal law. What was the second one? These are the golden laws I created and created. The wall, the calligraphy, write down that in the same time. Talk about this. The second law of the universe is. Consequence. For everything, there is a consequence. Remember, I'm not talking about cause and effect. Because cause and effect are very simplistic and are wrong. Cause and effect is scientific, is relative, and normally they count one cause, one effect. When we talk about consequence, when I'm talking about it, my point is, in cybernetics, I tell you, the best science, because this has been my attitude. If you want to know how to learn these things and stuff, my attitude was to know the top new wave of knowledge and technology, then bring it in this field of feedback. Cybernetics. The main thing over there is saying there is no one cause, one effect. There are chain of causes to bring one effect, and this effect will become a cause for a chain of effects. So it's complicated. That cause and effect stuff scientifically is really simplistic, because it will tell you that what will happen if I let go of this? It depends. If I could release my gravitons from this hand, it will stop. Yeah. As simple as that. Because it will fall because of gravity of the earth, right? Okay, I was talking about this. If I'm talking about this, suddenly half of earth will vanish. The gravity will reduce, but this condition is here. So this is. What is in the gravity of this? These waves, listen now, from 7 hours ago. Didn't you know that? Because the earth is pulling this, yes? The moon also is pulling this. Sometimes it's pulling it up, sometimes from the other side it's pulling it down. It's a couple of microns, don't worry about it, but it is. There is. And then you could simplify this stuff, but don't forget all of it. And want to know about all. How? Simple. Give me that simple answer. I'll have a simple answer. I'll explain it to you all. The 6-year-old boy knows it all. But now you do. Let it happen. Come on. What is the reason? Why did I claim that? I hope you're very confused. I repeat the question. I don't know if I'm more confused or you. I believe in two universes. One is the simple reality. The other one is all of it. This reality included, right? So it's a totality,
my animal part connects with this because they are the same stuff. In the same time and same dimension they exist, so we connect. I prefer to connect to the other one. How could I do that? Very simple. I have two parts. You go to the mind.
Imagination.
No, your mind, even your imagination, no. Go to the heart. With my heart. Why? The point is, prove it. Why? That was a good wording. Okay, my heart. Why with my heart I could connect to?
Because it has a part, it's a part of the whole totality of this universe.
You lost the point. I said my body and this universe are same stuff. My heart and spirituality are same stuff because there is no time for them. There is no physical location for them. See, that totality. And both are bigger than me. That is something that you should do. I don't know how to do. Because it takes a very strong or a little bit twisted imagination to imagine your heart. Could you imagine your heart not being in you, you being in it? If you do that, you know what heart is. Because you are a piece of your heart. Your heart is not a piece of you. Because your heart is not a piece. It is one heart. You don't know it yet. Because the hearts are connected, interrelated. Because there is only one place for happen to be. And that's the heart. And heart is everywhere. There is no physical dimension to it. And I'm in it. So, somehow, even in some poems, I prefer to call it not my heart. I belong to this heart. I call it the real me, which is not in me, which has no limit. That way, yes, imagination is there, but more than imagination, nothingness. Nothingness is really stuff to think about because first of all, you know what's the first step to know the nothingness? Nothingness exists. Go ahead and find the ending of this sentence. That's how the nothingness exists. Non-existence exists. That's the dilemma. You like to go deeper in this? There is the famous book of Hegel. Read it and he will prove it to you. But yes, nothingness exists and how? And he will talk about the names and abstraction and things like that. So, we want to talk about nothingness, okay? How we can do that? Because we are sitting down here, physically we are talking and all this. So it takes a lot of different practices and we should be prepared for that. We know that that's the subject of book 6, the last one. Because the last step of growing up is not having not being. See, it's nothingness, it's fina. Rumi will say it's Adam. Adam is not fina. Adam is really non-existence. Adam. But me?
Can you spell it?
Ein Dal Mim.
Adam. Sorry.
Excuse my Arab Fusha accent.
No, it's just so that I can understand what you're talking.
That's non-existence.
Oh.
And you say, do not run away from this Adam. Because this is the Savior. He wants to talk about this. Once in a while, he will bring in the subject. This is one of the points. Therefore, last time I stopped here, and I prefer to start today fresh with this question in mind.
Now you read it. It's 676, I believe. Peter. Is there any other volunteer?
367?
Pardon me?
What page?
676, I believe, is the verse.
What's lying?
God's seal.
Pardon me?
God's seal.
Yes, God's seal lies upon the hearing and sight.
Six seventy-nine.
679. Yeah, maybe you're
679. The line starts, God's seal lies upon the hearing and sight.
It's
that
page 256 at the last one.
Okay.
This is where he changes. The story was about the guy and being deaf. Suddenly, Rumi stopped and said, God put a seal on your ears because of this, this, and this. Yes?
God's seal lies upon the hearing and sight. Within the veils is many a form and many a sound. He communicates to the eye that which he wills, of beauty and of perfection and of amorous looks. And he